chit chat. Basically, what I'm trying to say is also, not to jump up and down, left and right, but what was I gonna say? Not to jump up, down, left, right. What was I gonna say? Oh, mine is the two that I got, which was Sum 41 and Huey Lewis in the News. And we all listened. We already listened to Huey today. We already listened to Huey today. I'm noticing a lot of the CDs that I pull from the attic, and all the ones here are my dad's. I know all of these are like my dad's. I don't think any of them are not my father's. They all have a rather they all have a rather anti-establishment, anti-war, social commentary on the government and politics, which I'm not surprised about, because if your music talks about that, then it's good music. You know, conservatives don't make any good music. Sorry. So not really surprising considering my dad, but also a little, just noticing a pattern. Oh, it's 11. Okay, my bad, guys. We're gonna stop for commercial break. I always say commercial break. We're not playing any commercials. It's like regular stuff. I don't know what to say. We're not going to commercial. We're going to we're going to PSAs and the news and yawning. And, well, I don't know, just regular stuff, you know me. Before that, what was I gonna say before that? What day is today, guys? Hold on. What day is today? Oh, so, oh my God, it's the 12th. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. I don't know if you guys can tell that I'm really just trying to distract you while I pull up all this. I pull up all the stuff I'm supposed to play. So don't worry about that. Anyways, you're listening. This is the bumper, guys. Or pay attention. This is the bumper. We're going to play another one. Everyone, be aware. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM right here on the SUNY Oneonta campus. My name is On. I'm your DJ on air. And you are listening to WONY 90.9. That's 90.9. On the SUNY Oneonta campus, coming to you live from the top of the hill at Hunt Union, broadcasting the waves all over the campus or whatever. Okay, all right, we'll be right back after these messages, guys.
I want to know what's on your mind, because what's on my mind is that we are now heading into the Jazz Hour on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
What's on your mind? Are you looking for somebody? What's on your mind?
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with WONY event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the Wonee Station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your Wonee Weekly Update on WOONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
Jesse, you must listen to WOONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Hey guys, just so you know, I accidentally played the jazz bumper. We're not doing a jazz hour. I'm so sorry. I have jazz CDs, but I don't have them with me. So just so everyone knows, this is not a jazz hour. This is the hour of cleaning out the attic. The second hour of cleaning out the attic with Anya. My name is Anya. I'm your DJ on air. Okay, so we're back. Did everyone like the PSA? Did everyone like the bumper? Oh, like I was trying to say earlier, and I forgot to look it up, but the news said it. There will be a jewelry making craft event today in the Wonee Station, which is in the basement of Hunt Union, from 3 to 4. Bring yourself, bring your friends, just bring yourself. It's fine. Just don't show up naked, and I will... Everything will be okay. All right. What time is it? It's 11:05 in the morning. Okay. Sorry, that was the calibration. Okay. My fault. Alright. So, we're back with the second hour of cleaning out the attic. We just finished listening to The Cure. Is that still... Let me make sure... Oh, it's still playing, actually. I mean, you can't hear it, but it is actually still playing. Let me take the CD out, because we're done with that. I mean, it is the second hour, so... Maybe if you guys want to listen to some more, I think we can, probably. I'm not really sure. But I don't really want to listen. Oh, there's a little dust on this thing. Nope, it's my greasy fingers. I'm kind of done with here for today. But that was good. So, what we have left... KMFDM on the album UAIOE. And there's actually only one song on here we can't play. Well, there's two songs we can't play. Bad Brains, which a majority of them we can play. Massive Attack, a majority we can play. I actually think there's only one on here we can't play also. I think one of those... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. does this have the... How long? I like when it shows you how long the track is, but this doesn't have that. Just know that if I do put on Massive Attack... I'm pretty sure it's one of those albums where the songs are like 8 to 10 minutes. So, you know, we'll see. And then we have some 41 Underclass Hero, which I got yesterday at Silks and Treasures thrift store here on campus. So that was really nice. They also had a Daryl Hall and John Oates vinyl. Staring me in the face, and I really wanted it. Is it Daryl Hall and John Oates, or is it Daryl Oates and John Hall? Because I feel like I always mix that up. I feel like it's Daryl John Oates. I feel like it's John Oates and Daryl Hall. Anyways, they had that, and I was tempted, but it was like $13, which isn't a lot. But I was like, I don't even like them that much, but I do like them, and like if I had. Well, it was either one Daryl Hall and John Oates vinyl or a Huey Lewis and some 41 CD. So I went for the value and I got the two. So we did Cure, we did Huey Lewis, and we did... Where is it? Oh, this one. What is this? Premillennium Tension. I also think we can play most of these. Most of these seem pretty clean. So I'm just, like, okay. I'm low-key, like, holding back a little bit. Because sometimes I look up the lyrics, and then they lie to me. Like, one time I was looking up lyrics for, like, an hardcore album or something. This was during Vinylthon last year. And, okay, yeah, my fault for playing a hardcore album in the first place. They usually curse a lot. But, you know, I looked up the lyrics and they said, oh, you're good to go. And we actually were not good to go at all. So, a little worried. But, you know, I believe in us. So, I don't know which one to pick, actually. Which one do I want to listen to the most? Can you hear me clicking and trying to decide? Ooh, wait, let me make a horse sound. I don't know what horse. Okay. All right. Guys, there's too many choices right now. All right, let me close my eyes and kind of shuffle them a little. And then whichever one my hand is on, my right hand is on, we'll play. Okay. All right. Oh, oops. Okay, we got Premillennium Tension. So let's play that. What did I drop? I dropped Bad Brains. Oh. Okay. All right. Premillennium Tension. Let me just search over these very quickly. Make sure that we can actually play these CDs from my attic on the air. What song is this? So the first three songs, what do we say? Vent, Christian Sands, Tricky Kid. And this is Premillennium Tension by Tricky. Which it doesn't say on the front cover for some reason, but... Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I think this is fine. I am hoping... Vent featuring Matrina Topley Bird. I don't know if this is different. I feel like... Wait, when is... Does this have the release date on it? Let's see. January 6, 7, 0, 9. Whoa, 6, 7, and 11. I think that's the track. Track 1, 6, 7, and 9, and 11. Written by Tricky. Published by Songs Polygram. 2 was written by Tricky B. Davis R. Walters. Okay, give me the year, though. Give me the year. Oh, yeah. Vocals by Martina 1, 5, 6, and 9. Nope, 7 and 9. 6, 7. All right, let me chill. Let's put that in. And let's look at... The first song is Vent. So, I have no idea about this. I don't know what genre this is. I don't know who these people are. I like the cover. The cover is very pretty. It's like it's like this blue, it's blue, and there's a little red on the back, and it's like blue, and okay. I also don't know how long the song is. Wait, what does it say? Alright, the lyrics look clean. Let's just play it. Let's find out together, okay? Is everyone ready? Put your hands together and pray and hope that we can listen to this entire song.
She's the one. Makes me feel these ways. He's the one. Needs some rays. Can't stand to feel. Hate to feel. Gone insane. Hijack a plane.
don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. Trying hard to lose my head. Can't hardly breathe. I've been asleep. Just my ventilator. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly breathe. I'm the one. I'm the one. Heart is medicine. Watch you stop breathing. Watch you leave. Watch you leave. All of the words. Take your seat. Take your songs. And we'll all live happy ever after. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly breathe. Can't hardly breathe.
Your language, and in the meantime, I'll create my own. You and me, what does that mean? Always, what does that mean? Forever, what does that mean? Always, what does that mean? Forever, what does that mean? It means we'll manage, master your language. And in the meantime, I'll create my own. It means we'll manage, master your language. And in the meantime, I'll create my own. It means we'll manage, master your language. And in the meantime, it means we'll manage, master your language. And in the meantime, I'll create my own. You and me, what does that mean? Always, what does that mean? Forever, what does that mean? Means we'll manage, master your language. And in the meantime, I'll create my own. It means we'll manage, master your language. And in the meantime, I'll create my own. It means we'll manage.
Just like me, I'm naked and famous. Everybody wants a record deal. Everybody. And everybody just wants to be like me. I'm naked. Famous. That one front. Dragon on the stunts. Coke in your nose. Black out your gold fronts. Here comes a Nazarene. Look good in that magazine. Heidi Selassie. They look after her. God rules Jesus. Got me like Jesus. Mary Magdalene. That'd be my first sin. Being with this temptress.
Guys, I don't know what it is about, like, the CDs in my attic or whatever my dad was listening to, but why are they all British? A majority of them are European, including that guy. Anyways, that's not what I want to talk about. Honestly, I did really like those three songs I just played. I love a weird ambient break, like, whatever. I liked them, is what I'm trying to say. That last song was kind of killing me. The guy who was doing the ad-libs, like, where in the first 30 seconds he just went, "Ah! What was that? Why did he do that?" Okay, I'm sure... Very serious song. What I kind of was getting was, like, you know, being in the entertainment industry from a kid, as like a kid, and then, you know, getting older and getting taken advantage of, because, you know, the entertainment industry is very predatory, especially for, you know, its young proteges and stuff. But every time the guy doing the ad-libs went, "Nigga kid, what do you want?" Like, come on. Okay, let me chill. let's move on. good song. Good song. And yeah, I'm looking at what we have now, minus the ones that I picked. The Cure, Massive Attack, KMFDM, Bad Brains, and Premillennium are all, like, European in some point. I'm pretty sure Bad Brains is... I don't know, maybe they're from New York. I don't know why I thought they were, like... I didn't think they were British, but I don't know why I thought they were, like, from... You know... Wait, maybe I'm right. No. That's New York. Okay. Let's... What should we play next? Should I just do the random scramble again and scramble all the CDs up? Because I can do that. Okay. Let's take a break. How's everyone doing? What did everyone think about the last three songs? They were very... Well, they weren't very long. They're actually regular. But I feel like they took a long time to play. So I think, like, we could probably fit one or two more CDs in here. Like, three full songs from each two CDs. And we have three left we can play. Three new ones we can play. Which is Massive Attack, KMFDM, and Bad Brains. And I'm really hesitating on the Bad Brains. Really not because their songs are short, because I've already listened to Bad Brains a lot. And I really love Bad Brains. And this is, like, the show where I'm cleaning out the attic and, like, listening to, like, the old stuff that's new to me. And Bad Brains is not new to me. But I also really like them. So, really, we can only pick between KM, FDM, and Massive Attack. And the Massive Attack long songs are really long, I think. They don't... Oh, we can't play Massive Attack because the CD has goop on it. Oh my god, I keep forgetting. Alright, put that aside. I will come back. I'll wipe the CD off. And we'll come back and play Massive Attack next show. Okay? I want to know what's on it. Okay. How do you get goop on a CD? You know? Like, you were... eating wings and then you took the CD. Well, that could probably happen. I could see that happening, actually, if you were eating wings and then the CD was done and you were like, "Oh, let me put in the next one," but you didn't wipe the wing sauce off. So, okay, I guess I can see that a little. Okay. And I am scared. I know I just said this. I'm a little scared to play this, KMFDM. Because I looked at the lyrics, and they're all good. But sometimes it lies to me. So I don't know. And again, if anyone has any comments on any of any of the CDs, any of the music we've listened to, I want you to know this is an all physical show. Except for the last show where, I kind of got caught with my pants down and none of the CDs were in their cases. But I try to make this a purely physical media show. And again, we're going to run out of CDs at some point, but we'll get there when we get there. I'm so sorry for burping into the mic. If anyone has anything they want to say about any of these CDs, if there's a specific song, or you just want to tell me about them, because again, I don't really know anything about any of these bands or these albums, you can always call the studio number at 607-436-2711. I keep saying 11, maybe that's confusing you. It's 1-1. I know my 6 million and counting viewers are really shy, and they just don't really, they're a little shy to call in. Just don't be shy, guys. 607-436-2711. And don't be afraid to call in and other people's shows, because some people are really scared to like answer the phone, and I think maybe you should subject them to that. So if you're listening to another show and you really want to chit chat with them, call in. You can always find the number on our website, wonyfm.org. That's wonyfm.org, wony.org. We have an old one at .com. Don't use that one because that one doesn't work anymore. You can actually use it if you want to download recordings of the show. Like, it'll record what was played every hour. So I'm not going to go into specifics because I don't actually really know how to get there. But, like, if you're on the old one, wony.com, you can go and, like, get a copy of whatever show, like, if you missed it or if you just want to, listen to it again or whatever. But if you want to listen to the live stream and also the number to call in and whatever, it's wony.org. We're using org. All right, let's just play this. I wrote some notes down about what I can and can't play. Let me check it. Let's see. In the notes app, we cannot play UAIOI or Thumb Thumb. So all the other ones are fine, I think. So I would start at 3 because that's right after UAIOE, which is the second one. But I kind of want to hear Thrash Up just from the title, and I was looking at the lyrics. So let's start at more and faster 2-4-3. And my hand will be on the eject button. Just in case. Alright, let's put the CD in there. What'd he say? That's for Friday. Track 4. Okay. Is everyone ready? I'm really worried. Because last meeting we had, last Gen Vod meeting we have, they were yelling at us and they were like, guys, we should not have as many incidents of like songs that curse during the morning. And I haven't played any yet. But I'm worried that I will, and then I'm gonna be in like, they're gonna get mad at me. Even though everyone is really nice and like really chill and understanding. But I'm scared. All right, but we're doing it. I'm scared, but I'm brave. All right, let's listen. This is track number 4 from KMFDM. If anyone wants to call in and tell me that I shouldn't play this, please call in now before it goes on air. 607-436-2711, okay? Stop making me sound desperate. All right, here we go. All right, I'm doing it. I'm going all the way.
Yo, if you don't realize it, them gonna get you one more time. Yo, give me a beat.
guys. What did everyone think of that one? I thought it was really great. All right, let me chill. I actually did like the first two songs I played. I liked the third. Did I like it because I thought it was good? Kind of. First of all, I actually really liked the second. All right, the songs I played in order were More and Faster, Rip the System, and Thrash Up. I really liked More and Faster, 243, and I really liked Rip the System. Rip the System I liked because it was, again, I'm not a music major. I really don't know the correct terminology here, but it was very, like, industrial. But I feel like it also had, like, some reggaeton, I don't know the correct term, but, like, reggaeton kind of thing. Like, at least the lyricism and the way the beat, it was like we made reggaeton, but with industrial, like, techno breakdown, like, whatever. And the thrash up kind of was, like, I don't know, maybe because I wasn't wearing the headphones on that track. I mean, if because I was wearing the headphones when Thrash played, which was the last one. But that felt very, very NES. I could be wrong. I think the entire thing was made on, like, excuse me, a drum machine and, like, a guitar synth, which I love. And when was this made? This was 1989. So, era appropriate. I thought it was, like, the guy who mixed this was Nick Head. Yo, kill that guy. You kill that guy. No offense, Nick, I love you. It was interesting. It felt very much like I took like a game soundtrack for like the Atari and then I put my own lyrics over it. And then the lyrics were like, I'm gonna kill you. As much as I'm joking about it, I actually did really like that. I'll probably listen to the rest of the... I don't know if I'll listen to it with you guys. I guess we can listen to the rest of it. Well, actually, we could next show if you want, because the only ones left that we can play are Murder and Eshk and Ganja Rock. So if you guys want to hear those ones, let me know, because we can definitely do that. Sorry. Big yawn. I really like that. All right, let's line up what we listened to today. So, KMFDM. And, you know, this is old. So, if they have... I will look into it later. If they have some newer songs... Because, you know, as you age, your music gets better. Because you do it more and you practice. Let me look really quick. KMFDM. I wonder what that means. Let me look at their discography. Popular releases. Albums, show all. Let's see. Oh, they have one from 2025. Well, I don't know if this is... Alright, all of the names of the song have 2025 in them, so I don't know if that... Okay, I could... Okay, maybe they are still making music. Because sometimes I'll go to, like, a thing and then, you know, they have a song from, like, 2000... An album from, like, 2005... And then they just re-release it, like, they re-record it in 25. But it looks like maybe they've been making songs very consistently for the last, like, 30 years. Okay. So maybe I'll go back and listen to some of their newer tracks, and I'll let you guys know. I did like the little, I love when they get the distorted voice stuff or whatever in there, so it was really good. That was good. And then we listened to Huey Lewis in the News. A little bit of a tonal shift, but I love Huey Lewis. We did not get to Massive Attack. Well, I do want to listen to this, so we'll get to this next time. Once I clean the goop off the CD. And then we had Premillennium Tension by Tricky. The Cure. That was it. That's all we got to today, right? Yeah, alright, lineup. Out of the three here, I feel like one of them didn't match, and that was Huey Lewis. I love you, but tonally did not match the rest of the CDs. But I love him. I love Huey Lewis and the News. All right, should we rate them? think we need to rate them. Should we? I don't know. Well, which one did I like the most? All right, I'm going to exclude Huey Lewis from this lineup because I like this one the more. I used to be a renegade. Put him to the side. I did like The Cure, but it was a little slow and a little too gothic for me in this moment particularly. I'd like to hear it at a different time. It's not this one. And not probably not my favorite stuff of The Cure. I probably would like their newer albums. And then Primalillium Tension, I did like. I actually did really like. The third song that played Tricky Kid was just, he went, in the middle of the track. And a bad, what I would consider bad is the fact that I can't remember what any of the songs on this that we just played from Premillennial Intention sound like, considering we listened to like 20 minutes ago. And I do kind of have a bad working memory, like my short term is no good, but even The Cure kind of stuck out, like even I remember that, and it was just slow British men talking. So this was my least favorite of the night. That not that it was bad or I didn't enjoy it, just not very memorable to me. And then probably my favorite would be KMFDM. I like harsh sounds. I like harsh music. I do love a very digitized and like mechanical sound, if that makes sense. Like I was just making fun of it, but I do love Drum Machine. I do love like a really bad, I don't know, I like when the music is very much electronic and not natural in any form, way, shape, or form. I love acoustic, that's not how you say it, right? An acoustic guitar. Yeah, I'm tweaking. Anyways, as much as I love, you know, good music, that's not right to say. But, you know, I my heart is with the technical and the digital and the whatever. So, probably out of all of these, KMFDM. I really enjoyed it again. The show was almost over, so, you know, I won't be able to take any more calls. Not that anyone called or whatever, which is fine, you know. It's not like I wanted anyone to call in and we could talk about the music or whatever. It's fine. Like, I'm literally not even, like, worried about it, I guess, even though I really am. But it's okay because I'm going to download the show later and listen to it and pretend that I called in because I like to listen to my shows. All right, let's not talk about that. And then Huey Lewis in the News. Classic. Which one do we play? Hip to be Square, I Know What I Like. And I never walk alone. Do 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 da 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 da. And I never do 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 do. Yeah, I like that one. Chose to be a renegade. Oh, guys. Hold on. Okay. In the CD case on the front is three guys, right? And then you turn the page to the other, like you flip it over, you open it, and there's three more guys. And I thought that the three guys on the front had suddenly changed hair color and also grew beards and sideburns. But it was probably just the rest of the news. So, my fault. So maybe it was six people? I don't know. They have great suits on. This guy's holding, maybe they are the same people. And it's like cinematic parallel. Like, oh, this is when, them when they were renegades and then when they weren't renegades anymore. I don't know. See, I don't know anything. I didn't really do my research. I also don't know which one Huey Lewis is. I assume it's the guy in the center. Also because he's really tall. Yeah. Okay. Well, that was Huey and Lewis and the News. Love him. All right. We're reaching the end of my show. If you were here for all 2 hours from 10 to 11, 11 to 12, I thank you very much for listening. Thank you to... Let's have a thankful minute. Thank you to the guy in Will's this morning who said good morning and asked how my day was. And then he was, and then I asked how his day was, and he was like tired. And then I was like, same. And then we laughed a little bit. Thank you to that guy. Thank you to Mary, my roommate, for not getting mad at me when I woke up this morning and I went, because I thought I missed my show. And then she was like, it's only 8. And I was like, oh, thank God. Thank you for not getting mad. Thank you to Lexi Bull. Sorry, entire name. Who we were watching Harry Potter last night because I had never seen the movies, and I said I had to knock down the first movie down to like an 8 out of 10 instead of a 9 out of 10, because we watched the second movie and that one was much better. Thank you for not getting mad at me, for understanding for that. Hey. Guys, Lexi's car battery is like kind of like, oh, I almost cursed. Is like low-key kind of dead or something. She said she got it to start this morning, but if anyone wants to fix her car for free and for no charge and then not ask for anything in return, let me know. Let me know. What else? I'm trying to think of any news. Yeah, come the we're gonna have craft making here at Wonnie Station today, 3/4 is in Hunt Union in the Wonnie Station. That's right next to the mailroom. Did everyone see the poster of the guy who lost his glasses and then found them? Yeah. Good for that guy. What else? I think that's it. And I'm low-key just kind of rambling. So we're going to end the show now. Thank you, everyone, for coming to listen to my show. I have this show every Sunday from 10 to... Oh, I'm so sorry. I have this show with me on, your DJ on air. I have the show every Sunday from 10 to 12. Yes, it is a 2-hour show. You can catch me anywhere from 10 to 11 to 11 to 12, give or take. Sometimes I start late. At 10, because I actually can't get into the building until 10 o'clock, so sorry if sometimes I'm a little late. I don't plan on training any more people, although October break is next week, so you actually might not see me next week, but the week after that, you will see me, hopefully, unless someone dies, or the campus gets exploded. So every Sunday, 10 to 12, come and see me. I'm the GOAT. And hopefully, you know what? I'm going to go home and I'm going to find all the missing CDs and put them back in the CD cases so we can actually listen to some of the songs. Just so you know, though, one time my dad did sell our DVD player with some of the DVDs still in them. So some of the CDs might have been in the DVD player because it was like a combination CD-DVD player. And so we literally might just not have them anymore. So, I don't know. What else? Yeah, that's it. Love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here every Sunday, 10 to 11, 11 to 12. My name is Anna. I'm your DJ on air. And this is another episode of Cleaning Out the Attic, where I take CDs out of my attic and I listen to them, because what's old is new. That's true. What's old is new. And it's very new to me, except for Huey Lewis in the News, because I love... and don't ask me to name any other songs or any other albums other than 4, because that's the only one that I know. All right, guys, have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful evening. I mean, it's only 12 o'clock. Have a wonderful lunch. I hope everyone has a wonderful lunch, and I hope everything goes well for you guys. All right, I'm your DJ on air. This has been Cleaning Out the Attic. I'll see you next week and the week after next. Bye.
to feel bad.
You love me, I'll make you hate me, so you can shake me. I'm gonna get you all in your head, make you regret, so go get lost.
Hey, kitty, I'm home. Do you want some dinner? Okay, okay. Here you go. Okay, so you don't want dinner. What do you want? Treats? Catnip? Dude, I don't know what you want. I'm just going to turn on the radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
That's what you wanted? I guess I'll have to tune in more often.
The Student Association and the BART team want to remind you, just because you have the right doesn't mean it's right. Yik Yak allows you to post anonymously, but that doesn't give you permission to spread hate or harmful content.
If you come across hateful posts on Yik Yak, here's what you can do. Number one, report the content. Tap three dots on the top.